This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Madras High Court's Madurai Division Bench today upheld a single-judge order allowing lighting of a lamp claimed as Deepathoon on the Thiruparankundaram Hill. A division bench of Justices G. Jayachandran and K.K. Ramakrishnan delivered the judgment, making it clear that the spot on which the stone pillar Deepathoon is located belongs to Lord Subramanya Swami Temple. The bench said the lamp may be lit and the number of persons permitted can be fixed, subject to consultation with the Archaeological Survey of India. Advocate and petitioner for Hindu Munani, Niranjan S. Kumar, said the division bench has stated that the lighting of the lamp is a must and it has to be lit at the top of the Thiruparankundaram Hill.
The Honorable Division Bench has said that the lighting of lamp is a must and it has to be lit at the top of the Thiruparankundaram Hill. And they have said the HRNC authorities and the temple administration are duty bound to light the lamp. That is what the Honorable Division Bench has held in the first line. And then they have also said that the lighting of lamp should be done by the Devasthanam or the temple authorities alone and no public should be allowed.
The BJP has welcomed the decision of Madras High Court of allowing lighting of a lamp on the Thiruparankundaram Hill. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister and Senior Party Leader Piyush Goyal said the decision has given justice to the devotees of the ancient temple at the Thiruparankundaram Hill, where Bhagwan Murugan resides. Mr. Goyal said it is extremely unfortunate that the state government went on to appeal against the single-judge order permitting the lighting of the lamp, clearly reflecting anti-Hindu mindset. He accused Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, M.K. Stalin, his son Udayanidhi and other leaders of repeatedly attacking Sanatan Dharma. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on the 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today till the 6th of next month. After the publication of draft electoral roll, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. The decision on the claims and objections will be resolved during the notice phase between 6th of January to 27th of February. The final publication of the electoral roll of Uttar Pradesh will be done on 6th of March. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today released 55 rare and valuable literary works representing countries' five classical languages. These are Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada and Odia. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said, India's languages connect and unite the nation's society. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that all Indian languages are national languages. The minister also highlighted that last year, the government recognized five more Indian languages as classical languages due to their ancient origins. And these are Marathi, Telugu, Bengali, Assamese, Pali and Prakrit. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has asserted that Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 is poised to be a landmark in the country's rural development landscape and it will form the foundation of a developed India. Addressing a special press conference after the first cabinet meeting of 2026 in Lok Bhavan, Lucknow, Yogi Adityanath hailed the decision of the central government and said that it is a significant act passed to ensure a transparent process, create employment opportunities and provide guarantees and build permanent assets in rural areas. Leading medical experts in the country have warned against the excessive use of antibiotics and the resulting problem of antimicrobial resistance. In his last month Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to use antibiotics rationally with the proper advice of doctors. In the latest edition of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister Modi cautioned that antibiotics should not be taken mindlessly. He said antibiotics should be used only on the doctor's advice and urged everyone to refrain from using medicines at their own discretion. Talking to Akashvani News, head of the Department of Microbiology at AIIMS, Dr. Bimal Kumar Das asserted that many bacteria have become resistant to commonly used antibiotics, making them ineffective. And that is the end of this news bulletin.